On the 31st of May 1945, in the aftermath of the Second World War, some 20,000 German-speaking inhabitants of Brno were driven from their homes and forced to walk the 50-kilometre distance to the Austrian border. Close to 2,000 of them died of exhaustion on the way. On Saturday, some 250 people took part in the 10th annual Reconciliation March held in memory of those who suffered and died in the wildcat expulsions of German-speaking inhabitants from the border areas of post-war Czechoslovakia. Jaroslav Ostrčilík, the organizer of the event, spoke to Daniela Lazarová and explained the significance of the undertaking.
In past years, the main aim was to raise awareness about what happened in Brno at the end of the Second World War, and also to commemorate those who were hurt, were killed in this period. Since last year, we march in the opposite direction, which means we are coming back to Brno as a symbol of reconciliation, as a symbol of taking something back, building on it, and focusing on the present and on the future.
Last year, Brno made a historic apology for the wildcat expulsions. Did this move help the process of reconciliation?
Definitely. It was a long-term process, of which last year's March of Reconciliation was a sort of a climax. Things that many people thought or wanted to hear on both sides were said, and in this respect, it was truly a historical event. And this year, we lived up to the 2015 March, and we will be developing the project further. Next year, for instance, we want to focus on the Czech-German and especially the Czech-Austrian relations that need to be upgraded both on national and local level. So Brno will be the entity to push these farther, as it pushed farther the reconciliation with the troubled past last year.
Who are the people taking part in this event, in the march?
Most participants are, of course, Czechs, but we have each year there's a lot of German or Austrian people coming, both people who actually lived in that time or were affected by what happened back then, but also people, younger generations who feel that this is something important and want to take a part of it.
You say that the commemorative march and the event itself will evolve as the process of reconciliation does. Has there been a positive shift in the process of reconciliation? And if so, in what way do you perceive it?
There was a huge change, actually, within the last 10 years, maybe. Because as I started with this project back in 2006, most people in Brno did not really know what happened back then. And not only them, but the whole Czech society was not willing to talk about it, not willing to, let's say, reconciliate at all. And this had this shifted enormously. Now, 10 years later, not only because of this project, but thanks to many other things also, people know much better. They understand much better what it actually meant. You could see that also 2 or 3 weeks ago when the Czech Minister of Culture, Mr. Herman, visited the Sudeten-Deutsche Landsmannschaft meeting in Nuremberg, which would be 10 years ago, only 2 or 3 years ago, something that would totally, that would be not imaginable, actually. In general, the whole paradigm or the way how the Czech society sees these events and is able to talk about them has changed enormously. Absolutely.
There are still protests against the march, though. How do you interpret them? What is behind them?
Well, it is about fear. It is maybe also about, let's say, some historical responsibility, because many of those protesters, or one of the organizers, was the Czech Communist Party, who, or its predecessor, the KSČ, played a key role in the events of May or June 1945. So those people think that we are actually rewriting history. Many see even some sort of a conspiration going on. They tell us we are being paid and organized by some Sudeten German whomever, which is obviously not true. So it is people who are not really able maybe to reconciliate and who have a very, very different concept of what happened and what is happening now.